This is, by the way, this values understanding that you guys will have by the time we get done is exquisite. I've done a lot of work in corporations with this, a lot of work with couples with this. It's key to understanding, it's really key to understanding how people do values inside their head and what transitions they go through and so forth and so on.
When you were during your practitioner, you may have thought, oh, they brag about values so much because they want to sell us the master practitioner. But the truth is that every time we have a problem with a couple or we have a problem with a physiological disease with a client, we always elicit values and we check the values hierarchy and we check what's happening and how the client organizes his or her values, where he or she is. Maybe there is a problem with transiting between values, and we just go right now into the transits. So that will explain a lot to you. We weren't just kidding. We were serious.
So what we're going over now is the background. Just the background. You don't need to explain any of this to your client unless you want to. This is just the background for how do you do values changing, which we're going to get to either later today or tomorrow. How do you actually change values in hierarchy? And how does that work when we actually do that? Okay. So we're going to start back and go through the values a couple more times, and with your permission, we'll install this so that it becomes almost intuitive at the unconscious level. This is a slide that you've already seen. It's slide number 115, but it's a repeat of a previous slide.
So at first level,
values level one, survival.
Probably you won't have much interaction with the first level, because at least not with NLP, timeline therapy, and hypnosis.
Unless you happen to work with a street person.
This person would be an example of the essence of human survival. They'll just live for the purpose of surviving, most like an animal.
So they'll be living like an animal. Now let's move on to values level two. Let's talk a little bit about, yes. Sometimes people, when they get sick, they go back to values level one.
Mm-hmm. It has to be a
It has to be a life-threatening illness, and they have to be very sick.
Really, really, really sick. Then they revert back to primary functions.
Prisoners, no. Probably not.
Not reverting to values level one.
Probably not to one. They would revert, but not to one, probably. Again, and we wouldn't know. See, we could hypothesize about a prisoner in the Holocaust or anywhere else, and we can't make that statement about them because we'd have to ask them, why are you doing what you're doing? And then they would say to us, I'd be doing it for survival, or I'd be doing it because if we all hang together, we'll survive, or I'll do that because those bastards are out to get me, or I'll go to heaven if I die. And each of those is a different values level. You have to ask the person
again
why.
Even the people who live alone.
You still have to ask the person.
Still, you have to ask the individual, yeah?
Values level threes don't support each other either. In fact, values level threes just soon kill each other. So, and values level four may or may not support each other. And they'll hang out with the hope they're going to heaven.
Or two values level four. We'll get there in a moment.
Or get a gold watch.
Two values level four. One's Catholic, one's Muslim. They may hate each other and kill each other immediately.
And they certainly won't hang out.
And they're values level four.
Because they each have the good book, you know? And yeah, and the book's right. If you're going to quote the book, quote it. Yes. Oh, sorry.